Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Bir Bal Divas in New Delhi today. 20 children from across the country have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. President Murmu said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. She noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields including bravery, earth and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology. The president further said that when the children of a country are imbued with patriotism and high ideals, the humanity of that nation is assured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the release of the Constitution of India in the Santhali language by President Draupadi Murmu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this will help deepen constitutional awareness and democratic participation. He noted that the country is very proud of the Santhali culture and the contribution of the Santhali people to national progress. PM Modi, in a social media post, said that his government is committed to enhancing ease of living and the reform trajectory will continue with even more vigor in the coming times. Sharing a post of MyGov India on social media, Mr. Modi highlighted how 2025 marked a clear shift in governance with reforms focused on outcomes, not complexity. He underlined that simpler tax laws, faster dispute resolution, modern labor courts and decriminalized compliance reduced friction for citizens and businesses alike. Mr. Modi added that his government's emphasis was on trust, predictability and long-term growth, showing how well-designed policy can quietly improve everyday life. Meanwhile, PM Modi participated in the national program on Bir Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he interacted with the 20 awardees of Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. PM Modi also said that new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the center of nation building. The Railways has rationalized its passenger fare structure with effect from today with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The minister said that the scheme increases the statutory wage employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days for rural household. The minister highlighted that the newly enacted Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act provides a mandatory unemployment allowance if work is not provided within 15 days of application. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, has condoled the demise of former MLA Yadav Apang. Governor stated that in her passing away, the state has lost an eminent social worker and a devoted public representative. In his condolence message to Gegan Apang, former chief minister, the governor said that Yadav Apang was a remarkable woman, widely respected, deeply compassionate and known for her gracious personality. As part of its civic action program, Khonsa Battalion of Assam Rifles is organizing a national integration tour for students from Wangchuk Rajkumar Government College, Deomali, to attend the 26th Rashtriya Katha Shivir organized by Sri Vedic Mission Trust at village Pransla, Rajkot, Gujarat. A total of 11 students from the area of responsibility of Khonsa Battalion are participating in the tour, scheduled from 27th December to 4th January 2026. The tour was flagged off by Wang Ki Lumang, State Minister of Geology, Mining and Minerals, yesterday from Deomali. The initiative aims to inculcate a sense of nationalism, foster national integration and expose the northeastern youth to India's rich cultural heritage and developmental progress. The initiative also seeks to positively channel the energy and potential of local youth and prevent them from being lured into drug menace and insurgency. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.